that baby needs some singing. So let's sing number 49. Take the name of Jesus with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's been good to us, giving us sunshine and rain, and then sunshine and rain and sunshine and rain. So, yeah. Praise God. We're glad the children got to get to the beach today, and hallelujah. He knows what they need, and we continue to trust Him to show His goodness to them. Praise God. Number 49 in our hymn book, the precious name of Jesus. Let's sing about it tonight.
Wonderful Lord, hallelujah. so precious. Jesus is precious to me.
Place with the fragrance of your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that when we call upon your name and dwell upon you, Jesus, that you cause that fragrance to be poured out upon us. Lord, let the fragrance of your presence, the sweetness of who you are, let it permeate this place tonight. The whole camp, Jesus, let the sweetness of your presence, the power of your presence, just minister. Settle over these grounds and everyone upon it. Lord, we pray you'll go visit in the village tonight, Lord. Lord, we're claiming answers to prayer and we're believing that you are reaching out to these young ladies and that you are doing something very precious in their lives already. We pray, Lord, that you will just open their hearts and open their eyes to see the Lord Jesus and in all of his beauty, Lord, we pray that there shall be a great attraction to the Lord at this time. And we pray for the children, the little ones, that they too shall know something more of the love of Jesus, and that their hearts shall open to him. And Lord, we pray that you will go up and down this camp, touching lives, Lord, laying your hand upon our heads and just ministering the sweetness of yourself to us, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's also sing number 324. Deeper and deeper I go into his love and into his will. 324. Yeah, there we go.
Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper, seeking to know the reason why he should love me so, why he should stoop to lift me up from the miry clay, saving my soul. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah,
the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'd love to hear from young people. Maybe tonight, I don't know. I'm not going to be here much longer. And all of you are going to be, you know, giving all your testimonies when John Pryor's here. And I won't get to hear any of them. So maybe you can kind of like, you know, accelerate that process that it takes to testify. Praise God. I just want you to be open to what the Lord might want you to share. Praise God. I never like when people get up and say, I really don't know what to say. And then they say what they don't know. You know, don't get up and say, I don't know what to say. If you don't know what to say, don't get up. But if God has been working in your life and he put something on your heart and you want to briefly share that with us, we'd love to rejoice and praise him with you. See, the nice thing about testimonies is when God does something good for me, I can say, thank you, Jesus. But when I share my testimony, then I have a whole room full of people saying, thank you, Jesus. And he is magnified more greatly when we praise him and rejoice with one another for the goodness of God. And you know, God is so gracious that that's why I can rejoice with you when he works in your life. Because that doesn't take away anything from me. As a matter of fact, what he's done for you, he can do for me. He has plenty left over. And so I don't have to feel jealous or how come they're getting all the blessing and there's nothing left for me. But when I'm happy for you, it just helps to bring me into the blessing too. And so that's why I want to encourage you to testify and to pray. Tomorrow, I guess, we'll have staff prayer meeting again, right? 4 o'clock. And I said to Lily, I said, you know, I should have told the young people, you can't leave prayer meeting unless someone from your department prays out. How would that be? Maybe the pot boys would go because Sean prayed out, or the kitchen help. And then we need a waitress somewhere along the way. And so now you feel this burden, right? This, you know, that everyone in my department is depending on me to pray so we can leave. Is that the right motive? I don't think so. But, you know, I've noticed that every time a young person prays, we make no distinction that it's a young person. That's a prayer to Jesus. And you notice everyone says, yes, Lord, amen. Your age doesn't matter. We're in this together. And your prayer from your heart, I don't care how you say it. Of course, we approach God with reverence and we recognize who he is. And that's certainly reflected in the way in which we speak with him. But, you know, you don't have to be eloquent. You certainly don't have to be long. And you certainly shouldn't be long. When Sister Nora said, you know, some testimony should be much longer, I was about to say, yes, but that's very rare. Usually it's the other way around. You know, young people, you like being called young people? Is that kind of weird? What is that? But the gym likes it, yeah. Okay. But, you know, we're all members of the body of Christ. And we all have our function. And we need to realize that. Lord, teach me how to function in your body now. I can't wait till I'm older. But Lord, I have something to do now. I have some way to serve you. And here at camp, being on the staff is really a ministry because it's not just about doing the dishes and making the beds and so on and working on the grounds. But we're praying. We're praying for God's blessing upon the campers, upon our guests. We're really all a part of that. That's why this camp is different than, you know, the YMCA camp or the Boy Scout camp or Girl Scout camp. Oh, they might be great places to have a lot of fun. But Pilgrim Camp is just an extension of God's kingdom. And we all have a vital place to fill in that. And so I just want to encourage you. Did I encourage you? Are you encouraged, Rena? Yeah? Okay. So then you're going to testify?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll work on that. Praise God. Maybe as we worship the Lord tonight, you'll think about that and say, hey, I could say something for the Lord. And if he really, if he does put something on your heart, please feel free, more than free. And of course, that goes for all of us, all of us. I was so blessed when different people let God use them. That helps me too, helps me to get a sense of the way in which the Lord is leading in the meeting. One of our sisters led out in a song, and then I picked up on it, and we sang the whole song then. And then God began to move among us, and I thought, see, God used that sister to introduce that song, and I'm so glad that we sang it, because God really met us as we did. And so you never know who God is going to use and what he's going to do. And so let's just continue to worship him. Now, if you just sit there and try to come up with a testimony, that's the wrong way to do it. Let's just worship Jesus and keep our hearts open to him. And if he wants you to say a word, he'll put it in your heart and you'll know it. Your heart will start beating, and well, I hope it still is, but you know what I mean. And he has ways of letting us know. And you know, sometimes you just have to take a step in faith and say, well, I think that I'm supposed to get up. And so you get up and you say what you think you're supposed to say, and then you sit down, and then you say, that didn't come out the way I wanted at all. But you'll find out that's exactly maybe perhaps the way the Lord wanted it to come out. As a young person, sometimes I used to get up and I'd start crying, you know, and then I was so embarrassed. I mean, but then someone came over to me and said, oh, that was such a blessing. It wasn't what you said, but I just saw that it meant so much to you. And probably that was better than what I could have said anyway. So you never know, right? And then I would sit down and say, all right, Jesus, well, at least you know I love you so much, I'm willing to get embarrassed for you if I have to. And I'll try better next time. And boy, there's been a lot of next times since then, believe me. And there'll be a lot of next times for you too. So that's how we learn. We put ourselves in God's hands, and God gently teaches us.
There's someone trying to stand up right now.
Oh, we don't have any time for that, I'm sorry. Please do. The Lord certainly knows we need one another. I've got so many precious friends in my life that love Jesus with all their heart. They're the greatest treasures that I have. Some of my minister friends and others that I just know that when I'm with them, they're going to just encourage me to be all that I can be for him, because they're striving to that end themselves. We need people like that in our lives, and we need to be those people to others. And so we can all say amen to what Joel has said. Thank God for people that God has put into our lives to help us. We need all the help we can get, and Jesus has all the help we need. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Ken, could we sing 300?
Certainly. Number 300 in our hymn book.
My feet, what
shadows come, let shadows go. Let life be bright or dark with woe. Let them content, for this I know thou thinkest, Lord, of me.
Who of you are leaving us tomorrow? Just raise your hand. I know the Goronskis, we're told, are leaving us. George and Elizabeth, my sister, and Mike, Joyce and Mike, and their family, Tiffany. And this precious family of ours, and Brother David and Sister Gloria's family. Okay. Was it something I said? Praise God. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. We're so happy to have this fellowship. I enjoyed getting to know each one of you a little bit better, and thank you for being a blessing to us. Praise God. Your prayers and your love and your fellowship have just served to enrich our time at camp. Hallelujah. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters, and we thank you that we had time with them here. We thank you that they had opportunity to seek you, and they took advantage of that. Thank you for bringing them here, Lord, with a heart hungry for Jesus. Now we pray that you'll strengthen that hunger in each of their hearts, from the youngest to the oldest, and we pray that as they go back home, that they'll sense the touch of God fresh upon their lives, and helping them to be all for you in every place that they are to fill. At home, we pray that your nearness will be in our homes, Lord, that you will be honored in the home, Lord, and that there will be the peace of God there, the presence of God. And Lord, on the job, we pray that you'll help us to bring the anointing of the Lord with us and make us a blessing. So bless our friends, Lord, and we pray that you will go before them and help them to see what God is opening up, the way that they might follow. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the good work that you are doing in all of our lives, and we pray now that you'll put your seal of blessing upon these that are leaving. Get them home safely, and Lord, we pray that things will be different when they get back home. Better, more in God, because of your great mercy and goodness to us. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise God.